He knew that he needed something to drive him to make him more like angry so that he could play better. He knew he had to create that.
So you do something awful. Right. To make people mad at you so you can get mad. So,
yeah, there's no justification in that.
That's stupid.
Why is that LeBron stupid? Maybe that? He knew he needed that.
Why would LeBron...
So it's not enough to just get upset. It's not enough to just get upset because you haven't won anything and people keep ragging.
Some people can't.
He's never going to win.
Different people get motivated by different things. You have to find what motivates you and you have to create that context.
I know. I'll do something awful and screw the city of the state I grew up in. And all the fans that have loved me since the beginning, and I'll just completely stab them all in the back on live TV, and then be clueless about it for a while, and wait till everyone just gets angry enough at me that it'll like motivate me.
Either that, or go do a go rape somebody or something.
What if he did it so that then his eventual return to Cleveland will be that much more sort of bittersweet and complex?
They would never take him back.
Exactly, they wouldn't. But maybe if they did, and then like he wants that great a trough.
Once again, then
and then after that, his return to Miami would be even better.
Yes, exactly.
See how this works.
What if he tries to get out of his contract with each team, and then just keeps going back to the other one over and over. Like the fifth time he comes back to Cleveland, he's like, I swear.
Hasn't somebody done that before? It seems like somebody did that.
I'm sure.
I bet all the jokes you've been hearing lately you wish you came up with.
Like what joke?
Yeah, what are some jokes that I may have heard?
I don't recall.
Oh.
I don't recall?
Okay. You know, I read a funny joke somewhere. It was on the internet.
The interweb?
So yeah, it went something like, I might butcher this horribly, but...
Just make sure you get the inflection right.
Yeah.
Because you always got the Rolos.
Yeah. I think it was something like...
I said Rolos!
What was the stoner at Miracle... No.
Miracle Pond?
Not Miracle Pond.
Miracle Whip?
That chain of Miracle Ponds that they have around the world, where people go and they commune with orcas and stuff.
Why did the cop let the... SeaWorld trainer go free after catching her with marijuana?
Why, Zach? Why?
Because she told him it was for medicinal purposes.
But why, Zach? Why?
Why would you say something like that?
That's good. That's going to get a whole new branch of...
Wait, I want to know the backstory and how you thought of that.
Because I always go around, whenever I hear the word purpose, I think of a 1920s gangster saying it, and then it makes me think of that person just talking about purposes. Porpoise. I always think of, like, whenever I watch Aladdin...
So it's like a pun.
And Jafar... the narrator says that Jafar is waiting outside the cave because he's a dark man with a dark purpose, but it sounds like he's saying a dark porpoise. And I always think of that.
But the narrator on Aladdin sounds like a 1930s gangster?
No. But when I think of James Cagney, I think of him saying poipus.
Yeah,
and
not good.
Porpoise more than... purpose.
Kind of thing.
You just took all the like mystique out of your joke.
You asked him, Seth. You wanted to
ask
him.
He should have said.
You wanted to see how the sausage was made. Now you don't. Now you got sausage made remorse.
What was it? I saw that Jackass movie.
The third one?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Did I see it in 3D?
No. I heard that my friend saw it in 3D and he said the only difference was that the only thing that was actually in 3D was this part where a dildo shoots at the screen. That was it. That was the only part. He said everything else just looked like picture book 3D.
Yeah.
Lame.
My Canadian StarCraft friend saw it too. He said it was good.
There was some good stuff in it. There was Kristen that was pretty
disgusted.
Well, no, she wanted to see it really bad, but she she's been pregnant and she's got the
nausea,
the morning sickness stuff, and the film's just full of like fecal matter and vomit, like, and dicks. Yeah. And she kept having to like close her eyes and like say, tell me when like the
dicks are out.
Like, there's one part where this looks like this little model train set, and there's this like big green hill in the middle of it, and all these mountains and trains running around, and there's like little toy cars like moving, and then suddenly out of the big green hill, just a huge fountain of like diarrhea shoots out of it, some guy painted his butt green, and then he's upside down with this, in a hole in this big, huge train set thing. And it was like, it was like a little volcano bit thing. But it was just him taking a dump, and it goes all over the place. And everyone in the room starts throwing up, like all the people who were filming it. And he, like, runs out of the room, like, gagging. Like, it's all over him and stuff like that.
That's
like,
gross.
That's essentially the movie in a nutshell. Like, things like that happen.
Yeah, I can't handle that kind of stuff. I don't like that. I mean, the thing they did with the hand, that they show in the trailer, yeah. that really made me laugh. But
yeah, there's stuff really, like that.
I like the dumb, funnier, the clever, funny.
That's the kind of stuff I used to do when we were kids.
And the second one, they or maybe it was the first one. I think it was the second one. They do this thing where they make Bam Margera cry because he's afraid of snakes,
mm-hmm.
and so they trap him in a room with
I saw that.
With like actual poisonous snakes like that. He freaks out and cries. So they promised they would never do that to him again. So what they did in this one was they kept doing this thing on movie where it's called the Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
You run up behind someone, splash water in their face, so they turn their head this way, and then you punch them really hard to the side of the head with a boxing glove from the other side. Mm-hmm. And they filmed it all in slow motion every time. They called it Rocky 1, Rocky 2, Rocky 3. And so he said in one part, he's like, all right, I'm going to do through the trailer here as the director is sitting, and I'm going to run through and give him, I don't know what this is, Rocky 4, Rocky 5. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, cool, man, go for it. And he starts running through, and they had dug a 12-foot pit in the middle of the trailer and covered it with something and filled it with fake snakes so that he would get freaked out. And then but what they didn't tell him was that they had like the world's foremost snake trainer with tons of snakes ready to just dump in there, like actual snakes. And so he flipped out bad enough at the regulars, and he falls in and he just thinks, oh, very funny. Then he looks down and sees the snakes and starts creeping out and freaking out and trying to climb out. And he didn't cry in that one, but I just thought it was just like so heartless of them that after they promised him this in the second one that they would never do that again, because he was like, seriously, like, I almost died, like my heart almost stopped, I'm so afraid of this stuff. And then he just kept doing it. And then like as he was explaining to them, you know, for a second time at the end of it, somebody walks up behind him and throws a snake over his shoulders. I guess, and he was like, I'm so glad. He's like, my flight leaves in 3 hours. I'm going to see if there's an earlier one out. Like, I'm not even going to hang out with you guys anymore. He was all sullen.
That's all part of the joke, though, right, is that they get all sullen and pissed.
No, he's the only one who really does. Though this one guy did when he lost a tooth. And in the end of 2, Jay Chandrasekhar is actually in it. And he,
is that the one where he's the cabbie?
He's the cat.
I
he's
love that one. I've seen that one on TV a few times. Yeah, I like
and
that
Aaron,
one.
Whatever his last name is, he got angry at them, really mad at them.
I think the thing that pushed him was the cubes on the face.
Yeah, well, they had to do that. But then the guy, he thought the guy actually had a gun, and he was like seriously afraid for his life. He had a gun, and he was like, you know, because he was making the joke that he was fly me to the airport.
Yeah,
just stuff in a turban. If he stays in the his face, and I think he had like a ticking briefcase or something also.
Yeah.
And he tells him to drive him to the airport, and the guy who's playing the cabbie is like obviously very, very offended and ends up like taking him hostage with a gun and like driving really fast and scaring the hell out of him.
No, I saw that.
Yeah. I don't know. Most of the time it's just like, you know, well, we're going to do this violent or like disgusting thing to you, and they're like, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
It is a thing where they made them run through they set up a hallway with
penises?
Hanging tasers and stun guns and cattle prods, and they were all spinning. And they were all like super high voltage, and they made the guys run through
But those things like, they were all knocking out?
No, they were all, I don't know. I mean, they all made it through, but they were in terrible, like, yelping, screaming pain. And at the end of that one, Bam's like, I'm not even as afraid of snakes as much as stun guns now. He's like, I'm never doing that again. And then they did the snake thing to him like 10 minutes later.
Nice little foreshadowing there, huh?
Yeah, it was foreshadowing. No, but it was good. That was a good one. And then last night, I watched Mission Impossible.
The original?
Yeah.
Robert Towne?
No. Mission Impossible.
Yeah, Robert Towne wrote the screenplay.
Oh,
for that,
I thought
right?
You meant, what's his name, who played, what's his name, who's in the show.
So, Mission Impossible
but yeah,
1?
It's a great example of De Palma work. I think De Palma's still underrated, and I think not enough people love De Palma.
Really?
Yeah. Not enough people love De Palma.
Do you think that was just because when he did what he mainly did, like in the 80s, he sort of on his own handicapped himself by doing so much stuff that was directly influenced by Hitchcock and sort of...
He's basically remaking
Hitchcock movies and stuff.
No,
back before that was cool.
I mean, his subject matter and everything was, in the case of everything, but like... Dress to Kill was always so different. Like, he just used the techniques. But, I mean, every director is aping somebody. And I think the fact that the stuff he did was aping. Yeah.
I never heard that one.
Copying.
I get the meaning. Yeah. I just never heard it.
Never heard of aping, huh? Aping someone's style. The fact that he was doing something taken from a director that was so... so notable and so recognizable by how the shot looks and everything like that, I think that was what, any sort of backlash has probably come from that. But I love it. I love the stuff. I think him and Hitchcock.
Is it preferable if you steal stuff from shitty directors?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, you know, I mean, everyone does stuff like that.
Yeah.
So in Mission Impossible.
Nobody likes Mission Impossible.
But it's great. Mission Impossible it's great. Good. It really is great.
The first and the third are good.
It's economic. It's economically made.
You know what's economic? StarCraft.
It's got an economy.
Is it shorter than it seems?
It's shorter than it seems. It's an hour and 45.
That is shorter than it seems.
And it moves so quickly, and it really spends so little. They really don't spending time, you know, explaining things to the characters. They just move from one thing to another, move on. But you know, the things that drive them, you know, kind of come out in the plot. And it's just great. I don't know. It's one of the better Tom Cruise things, I feel like.
I would agree.
Production and
better than Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah,
Eyes Wide Shut is a weird one.
It's pretty strange. It's probably better than any movie.
Any movie
ever made, ever.
It's better than
Roadhouse.
Roadhead. The scene in Roadhouse should have been called Roadhead.
Remember Rawhead?
Road Rash. Remember Road Rash from Hobgoblins?
Yeah. How can I forget?
I'm Road Rash.
So they've been playing this year. At Kmart, usually this time of year, we're already listening to Christmas music.
Oh, that's
which
terrible.
Is just a variety of like Paul McCartney.
They don't like.
Does it keep going until February too?
No, they stop it a little after New Year's.
They stop it before Christmas.
Yeah.
But wait a minute though, they don't have like a week of scary stuff. Like
no. So this year,
like dicks coming.
This year they started playing Halloween music about 3 weeks ago or so.
Okay.
And to them, Halloween music is they play the Addams Family song. They play a bunch of different scores.
They play Cokehead?
They play...
like Danny Elfman stuff?
No, they play like... they play like mostly funny songs. For some reason, they keep slipping in that stupid song from the 60s about the witch doctor. I told the witch...
Yeah,
that one. And with the chipmunk voices in it.
Mm-hmm.
Awful. So, I mean, and then the rest of the time, they play show tunes. Like Young Frankenstein is a Broadway show now.
Yeah.
And they're playing songs like nobody's ever heard these songs before because no one on earth has seen the Young Frankenstein musical.
Mm-hmm.
But they're playing songs from it. And I know people are like, what's going on here? And then every once in a while they play some John Carpenter, you know, because of Halloween.
Wait, they're playing John Carpenter score?
They play like Halloween.
Prince of Darkness and stuff? Or just probably just the Halloween theme?
And then they play the Exorcist score.
Mm-hmm.
And then they play...
You have no power over this?
No.
You're not the DJ?
No, I'm not the DJ at all. And then they play the Alfred Hitchcock Presents thing by the French guy. but it's awful. Like, for the most part, it's really terrible. Like,
yeah.
Like fun, like goofy kind of
is
stuff.
Is it better than Michael McDonald?
We play one Michael McDonald Doobie Brothers song there. Otherwise, not enough.
Yeah, that's like a...
You don't like Michael McDonald? You kind of look like him right now. Actually, we look in between him and Kenny Loggins.
He looks a lot. He looks way like Kenny Loggins. Like I can see
a little more like Kenny Loggins.
I can see him like getting out of that hotel bed and being like restless. What was that for the Top Gun song, Danger Zone? There was a music video with Kenny Loggins.
Luke and I have been emailing back and forth about the Insane Clown Posse. Right?
Nice.
The first movie was called Big Money Hustlers.
I didn't know they had movies.
The sequel is called Big Money Rustlers, and it's a western.
I didn't know they had movies either.
Yeah, it's good. They're good. Shaggy Too Dope is the skinny one, I found out. He sounds like the fat one because he's got more letters and numbers in his name.
Yeah.
Right?
Is it a number? It's not T-O-O?
It's two. It's the number.
Yeah, but he has all those extra letters and numbers like to make up for the lack of girth that he physically has.
Does it mean that he's too dope? Like more dope than he should be?
I don't know how it works. But
maybe it's like he's going to dope, like if dope were a place.
They were being interviewed by someone the other day.
He's transforming.
They were being interviewed by someone the other day, and they said they were a Christian man. and the interviewer was like, apparently was ready for this, because he's like, oh, and then started asking them specific questions about Christianity and the Bible, and they couldn't answer a single thing. Like, they kept going, what? Like, what?
Oh, well, what's the joke?
Like, no, not like, what, angry. Like, what? What are you talking about? And then the interviewer was like, never mind, and then goes on to the next thing and asks them something else. And they're like,
you know what you do in that situation?
That
is all you gotta do is you just gotta make something up. Say, well, what about this? Then they feel like they don't know what they're talking about.
Hey,
and then they quit asking you questions.
What are the odds the interviewer knew anything about Elsa? So,
yeah, that was a rough one. It was a crazy situation.
What about this passage in the Bible that doesn't exist? Right. And then they're like,
exactly.
I must not remember that one.
Maybe you should have coached them before.
It was in Corinthians 17, which is the Bible
in
hell.
But they always bring it up because of that song that's been the song that gets made fun of, that Saturday Night Live made a skit over. It's the one, I forget what it's called, Miracles or something like that. And this whole song is about the amazing thing that happens in the universe that no one knows why it happens, like magnets. There's a line in the song about how magnets, how do they work, nobody knows. It's
stupid,
a miracle.
A stupid like the whole rock song.
The whole, no, it's rap. They're rappers, okay?
Wow.
They're also wrestlers. They have a wrestling league. The Juggalo Wrestling Federation.
Did they ever resolve their thing with Eminem?
I think Eminem just decided that he had billions of dollars and didn't need to worry about it anymore. Something like that.
You get billions?
No. Mm-hmm. He's got millions for sure, though.
He still doesn't have to be hurt about everything.
Yeah.
Well, he decided not to.
They said his new album suffers for that also, because he decided he's going to be more mature and he's not going to worry about things that happened to him 20 years ago anymore.
Aw. He's out of material.
He's out of material, exactly.
See you later, Eminem.
See, yeah, what have you been watching?
A lot of TV.
You finished Gurren Lagann yet?
No, I'm going to finish Gurren Lagann in spring, probably. What am I watching? I watched part of Constantine last night when it was on TV with my mom, which I had seen before. And it was kind of weird because I was reading that.
So you watched Constantine with your mom.
The Swamp
you watched
Thing.
What? You watched what? From Hell?
V for Vendetta.
That's it.
Both based on Alan Moore properties.
It really seems like I watched something else too, but I can't remember what it was.
Like a movie? Something
seems
on FX?
Seems like it.
It would have probably been a horror movie of some kind.
So what do you think of Constantine?
Is that the one with Al Pacino?
No, that's Devil's
Advocate.
We watched Constantine all the way through once. It's the one where
didn't?
Yeah, we did. It's the one where he's like the guy that can like commune with the dead and stuff, and he's dying now too of lung cancer and blah blah blah.
Oh, was he a lawyer?
No, that was Devil's Advocate again. he's just like a bitter sort of like PI type sort of thing. It's a made up universe.
You need to watch Devil's Advocate again. That movie was awesome.
I saw part of that on TV about 6 months.
I like how in the end it was all a dream.
Was it?
Yeah, it's like
it was a test.
Yeah, the whole thing, like, all the, everything happens and kind of gets erased.
I wish Al Pacino would have gone more scent of a woman with that character, though.
Right.
Like
a little more over the top, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't enough for
go
you.
Bigger.
Go bigger.
You gotta go bigger.
The director was like, Al, you gotta go bigger.
You
gotta go bigger. This isn't big enough, Al.
Go bigger, go home, man.
Where did you fuck? Everywhere!
Everywhere.
But I don't know. It's a pretty dumb movie, to be honest, because
Devil's Advocate.
No, Constantine. But both, yes, both of them are dumb. It's like there's this part.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, I didn't hate.
I like Peter Stormare.
Did we really watch
this?
Yeah,
he's good.
Was he like a? It reminds me a lot of Devil's Advocate.
It's very similar in some respects, but it's not. I can see where you can get confused. But there's no Gavin Rosdale in
Devil's
Advocate.
Name me one difference between the two movies.
No Gavin Rosdale.
No, but not actors.
Tilda Swinton.
Not actors, yeah. Just like plot difference.
Okay, there's no lawyers whatsoever.
That's not a plot difference. Like, what part of
it? Okay,
it wasn't a dream.
Yeah. Constantine is sort of an action thriller.
In the end, he doesn't have lung cancer anymore.
Yeah, because Peter Stormare takes it away from him.
Because he's all psyched about going to hell, because he's going to mess things up.
Is it like End of Days,
kind of? And Peter Stormare goes, oh yeah, well I'll make sure you live for another 50 years or whatever,
yeah.
I'll take out this lung cancer. He's like, great. Doesn't he smoke again at the end?
I think he does.
Like he's going to go ahead and just...
Yeah, whatever. I got a few weeks left now. I'll go with it. I know that'd be the way it would go.
They're just running his ad over and over.
They put some money into it.
But no, there's some things that are just like really rushed about the plot of that. Like how the Rachel Weisz character comes to him to like have him help her look for something, like some occult thing because of the death of her sister. And then he's like, no, I don't want to deal with that, blah, blah. And then she leaves, and then he sees, like, the demons are chasing after. So he runs after, like, okay, so why does he care if he doesn't care? But I guess he cares. And then he comes right up to her, and it's a very abrupt feeling. And then, like, so then they have an encounter with the supernatural. And then she's not completely shaken by the fact, oh, my gosh, there's actually monsters and crazy stuff in this world.
Kind of Tootsie Roll?
Yeah. The plot just keeps moving. And I don't know. There was some elements of it that were interesting, and I think that maybe that was because they were... probably drawing from what is maybe superior source material in like the Hellblazer comics or, you know, I don't know, whatever.
I really...
I haven't read the Hellblazer comics.
I really don't like Hellblazers. pretty much. Have you ever read Preacher?
No, I haven't.
It's like a more convoluted but less shocking version of Garth Ennis's stuff. Basically. Okay. It's not very interesting. I don't like the Constantine character.
He was good in the Swamp Thing stuff, that which I just finished reading.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Except he's blonde. So
he's blonde in the series too.
Yeah, Alan Moore created the John Constantine character. Yeah, he created the character,
and then they went ahead and made a series.
They do a lot of those.
You see Money Never Sleeps yet?
No. I'm gonna vigil for Michael Douglas has cancer.
Oh.
So I'm gonna wait to see until he's completely cured.
Okay. So what's the most exciting movie that you haven't seen yet coming out?
Money Never Sleeps.
No, like that hasn't come out yet.
Oh. If you count today, Saw 3D.
Oh, that's right. Saw 3D came out.
I love the ad with people in the theater and they're like,
yeah, like,
and then it shoots razor blades like Saw blades. Like,
I didn't want to go see that.
It's the most fun you'll ever have being murdered in the theater.
Pretty terrible. I don't know though. Are we gonna have to watch it, Seth, because of our
Have you watched 6?
We've seen all of them up to today. We've podcasted about all of them, I think. I don't know.
Saw was the first podcast.
Saw 1 and 2 was the first podcast I ever did with this Joker over here. Yeah.
That's how you start a podcast out strong.
Saw. Every time I see a new ad and then I see Jigsaw on it, I'm just like, they keep showing his face.
He died in like the second one, right?
He died in the third one.
He was still barely alive.
See, he would have been good at StarCraft because he only had a good plan to set it in motion even after his death. Right.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to Tron Legacy. I know I probably shouldn't be, but I am.
They make it look pretty visually impressive. I'm guessing that's going to make it so it's not a very good movie.
But the fact that it's not just a remake, but a sequel is more interesting to me than if it's just going to remake it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's better than...
And Jeff Bridges is in it, and so it's like, it's not like...
It's True Grit, too, though, so you can choose to see that instead of...
I could see both.
Or knowing you won't see either. You'll wait for 9 years because they're not on your playlist.
Did you see the one where he was a country music star?
No, the one he won the Oscar for.
Crazy Heart?
Yeah.
You haven't seen that?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I know it's basically the movie is supposed to be kind of like a thing about Kris Kristofferson's life. It's based loosely on him.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So, whatever. Interesting.
I'm not always that interested in musician biopics.
Things where people win awards when they're like getting older and the movie is just like them and nothing else, like what did Peter Fonda win for? Yuli's Gold or something like that. It looked totally uninteresting.
Curly's Gold?
Curly's
Gold. No, wait. Oh, yeah, Henry Fonda was Gold Pond or whatever.
Peter Fonda.
Yeah,
Peter Fonda.
What won an Oscar. What was Yuli's Gold about? I don't remember anymore.
Who knows? Nobody saw it. Nobody saw Crazy Heart except for him. Mm-hmm. Those are the kind of movies that win Oscars, though.
Your sister was going to see it that night we were playing cards.
I don't know what.
She had a whole story.
A sob story about Crazy Heart?
No. Sorry.
Why didn't we just go ahead and watch Mandrake instead of this terrible blowout? Then we could add something to talk about.
Well, we should watch Mandrake. And the other thing, too. Oh, the other thing. It has the word kill in it.
Is it as good as Death Tunnel?
It sounded like Death Tunnel. I read the synopsis. Maybe it sounded like
Death Tunnel was really, really bad.
Maybe it's like Kill Throwaway.
No, this one was like lunatic traps a bunch of people in a place and kills them. Like, that was the synopsis.
That sounds good. That sounds had so much promise. Like a tunnel of death.
Yeah.
And like people that,
and
like,
then it starts out and there's no tunnel in it. Remember?
There's a hallway.
There's a hallway and a girl pops around the corner and stabs somebody. And then she's like, oh no, who did I just stab? And it's like, you'll have to wait 58 minutes to find out. And then we did.
And then they still didn't care.
And we still didn't care. We were like, oh, she just stabbed that person. Like, that was that. It didn't matter. Who ended up being the killer in a death tunnel?
They were all killed. They all went kind of mad, like, because it was a death tunnel, and they all started killing each other.
So there wasn't a bad guy?
The bad guy was humanity. You got to look in the mirror.
So this was kind of like a...
Social commentary.
Social commentary.
Yeah. Like Cube or something?
Yeah.
Except it was a lot of cutting.
There was more cuts in it than any Michael Bay movies put together.
Wait, really? Like, editing-wise, there was just, like, a huge number?
Well, it was shot, cut, and edited.
Yeah, it was shot, cut, and edited by whoever the director was.
Wait, somebody said that. The credits said cut.
In the very beginning.
Edited. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like the Robert Rodriguez thing. It was, like, ripping that off. That's what he says. He says shot, chopped, and scored.
But why would you say edited and cut?
No, it was, like, shot, cut, and something.
Oh, okay.
Directed.
Yeah,
or no, shot, or what? I don't know.
Shot,
wrote, written, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow. Chopped and screwed, more like it.
He probably did the screen story also.
And the premise.
And the premise.
Premise by James Faulkner. I'm working on a new one. It's called Death Tunnel.
It's about
humanity.
Inhumanity of man.
It's got some themes about humanity in it.
Oh my gosh.
And puppy manity. It's like if you crossed a puppy with a manatee.
That would be gross and probably very...
It'd be like, kill me.
Wait, because a puppy or a manatee can talk? Neither one of those can talk, dude.
It's mutant offspring would be able to.
Okay.
Because you'd have to put some sort of human genes in there to make it work.
otherwise
that's always the trick. In making a monster, you need to add humanity.
Add humanity to it. That makes the real... Because humanity is the biggest monster of them all.
Of course.
That's the theme in every monster movie.
Yeah.
Like Cloverfield.
Good point, yeah.
I don't think there's any human monster.
Oh, I saw that too. Just recently,
what do you think?
With HUD?
I thought it was kind of gay.
The brouhaha about the gay thing in the trailer, the Vince Vaughn movie?
No.
Remember reading about that? So there's this movie coming out where Vince Vaughn and somebody do something. And they're like executives. And they're selling an idea. And the beginning of the trailer starts with them describing that something, some toy idea or something is gay. Mm-hmm. And then he goes on to say, not like a homosexual way, but like, and then says like in this sort of way, negative thing. And the whole trailer was like, the beginning of it for like 1 minute was them saying this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody cared, and it passed everything, and it passed all this stuff. But then Anderson Cooper saw it and was really upset. And he's still pretending he's not gay, by the way.
Is he gay?
Of course he's gay. Look at him. He's like tight polo shirts and he's combs his hair and stuff.
Combs his hair.
And he has hair. He's gay. He's totally gay. And he flips out about it to Oprah and like complains, I can't believe it. Or no, to Ellen, because she's gay too. He comes on Ellen and he says that to her. And they both get angry about it together. And so then they remove the trailer and they go, and you know, actually, we're going to talk about it in test group, but we're just going to see if we maybe should just cut it from the movie altogether, like this the gay jokes.
Yep.
But what I couldn't believe was, you know, I mean, it is very un-PC. What I couldn't believe is that passed every step of the way to make it on network television, where they say that stuff in the trailer. It passed every single step along the way to do that.
Well,
no one even notices that it may be what's the word I'm looking for?
Offensive.
Derogatory and offensive. Until Anderson Cooper mentions it on
that. That's right, because the nature of what's derogatory and offensive is who decides to make a stink about it.
Well, no, here's the thing. It is derogatory because you're using...
You're using a word that means something and then was co-opted.
It's a co-opted thing.
It's been taken back.
That's true. But at the same time, it does describe a group of people. And then you're using it in a negative, a pejorative sense. So So very technically... It probably shouldn't have been aired on TV. But it was just interesting to me that it made it that far before.
Shit, like that's on TV all the time.
Right, but not on trailers that are shown in like all times of the day and stuff like that. Like if you watch How I Met Your Mother, I'm sure they say stuff like that all the time. Not that I've ever seen it. I really haven't. No, I did watch it one night and it was actually pretty funny.
I flipped by it a few times. It's harmless. It's a sitcom.
I'm guessing you won't know this one either.
Oh, I know this. Is this Commando? It's Commando, right? You just want to hear the whole thing. You want to let it get into the dun 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 dun. This song is probably called this. Matrix Pursues Sully through 80s Mall.
Through 80s Mall, because it was in the 80s, but they called it 80s Mall.
You're so pissed that I got it before the drums really came in, huh? You were like, if that's what you let it play, how would I not get the command?
Did that one movie Trump told me that Turk lose on the Suns?
Because nobody cares about the Suns.
Sounds like a cymbal.
Yeah, I won't know this one. I think I'm going to get those on Blu-ray. It's been long enough since I've seen those movies and I don't know them. You don't know this? I'm going to give you time, because you'll get this. And then you'll be happy for a few seconds. And you deserve to be that way. I love how all the listeners are screaming right now. Like, you don't get this yet? You don't know what this is?
This is completely unfamiliar.
This is... Even you know. You'll know.
Is it recent or old?
Here it comes. This is the part where you get it. Maybe this part.
I'm in the office and he's like, you gotta listen to the overture.
Yeah, you gotta listen to the overture. You wanna understand how all the characters think.
No, you want to get the musical theme.
The musical theme.
You get it yet?
I have no idea what it means.
What if Ian were running around going, Doc! Doc!
Yeah.
Oh, back to
worry, you're gonna...
I haven't seen those movies in forever. Dude.
Hey, Kristen, hey, come podcast about your movie that you just saw.
No.
Okay, sit down. Let's hear what you have to say about the movie you saw, Kristen. Oh, what do you think of the film you saw?
So you just saw Social Network, right?
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
You're on the spot now.
You're going to cost this company that made this movie like millions of dollars one way or the other.
You need the female perspective here on
this
thing.
Kind it was pretty of misogynistic, slow.
Right?
Okay, kind of slow.
Interesting.
Interesting.
That's all I have to say.
How do you think... What do you think...
He liked it a lot. Zach did.
What do you think the message was? What do you think about the theme of social responsibility?
Hey, the Lakers are on.
Yeah, you can't change the subject. That did actually make me lose track.
It completely did. It worked.
Who are they playing?
Suns.
Hey, that's my team.
Well, you better hope your team beats the Lakers, though.
What's the score?
Lakers at best.
You're a Suns fan?
Seriously? No,
she does a... it's almost like fantasy, but she does this thing where you just... you pick a team, and then you get points.
Ian's
going to
free the beast you know that, talking about this on
do you know
his
that Zach let, like, three, like, public people into our basketball league instead of letting you in?
She knows about this. I tested her. Here's what I said. She
I
said, hey, can I get
that.
In? And I go, hey... name.
I don't want to hear about that.
Name one player on the Charlotte Bobcats. Name one player on the Minnesota Timberwolves.
I couldn't do that.
You could name one player on both of them. I guarantee you. Name one player on the Timberwolves. Dude, don't fake like you don't know now to make a point.
The Timberwolves. They're still in the NBA?
Nice.
You chased her opinion away.
My favorite line is when the lady says, so that's $19,000. He's like, hang on a second. And he like starts scribbling. He's like, I'm just checking your math. He's like, right. Yep, that's what I got too.
That was good.
Because he's got... You know what's funny? Is
it kind of reminds me of you.
It reminds me of Ian, I was just about to say. When I was watching that film, I was like,
totally.
I was like, this guy's just like Ian.
Totally.
Ian, what do you have to say?
I'm not that smart or driven.
But you're that condescending and defensive.
Kevin Love.
There you go. Now you're going to play on the Bobcats.
Yeah, give me a second.
It's Michael Jordan's team. You got to know this.
Larry Brown coaches, right?
Was the Wizards.
I think so, yeah. I think he still coaches.
How'd you get here? I thought you were already here.
They came together.